walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert Meg. Happy Monday morning to you. Kind of an interesting song, don't you think? Fire and rain. Well, there's a little method to my madness this morning because it is raining out there and it's a little careful. Be careful on the roads this morning if you're on your way to work. But also, we're here this morning to talk a little bit about fire and fire prevention. I have Captain Joel Richardson in the studio with me this morning. He is the trainer at the Escambia County Fire and Rescue Division, Training Division. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you smiled when you heard fire and rain.
Yeah, it was a great mix of what our current conditions are outside and what we're going to be talking about today inside.
There you go. There you go. So first of all, let me just say how much I appreciate all that you do. I don't know what we would do without our Escambia County Fire Department. You do everything from rescuing cats in trees to putting out fires and saving lives every single day, 24/7. So thank you so much for all that you do for us. I want to get that right off the bat.
Well, we always appreciate hearing it too, and especially from our community. They see us on the in the stores or they see us out and about, it always makes us know that we are appreciated. And sometimes just telling somebody that they're appreciated goes a long way.
Absolutely. So you have a whole list of things to talk about. So where would you like to get started? Do we want to start with some fire prevention ideas, or what should we be kind of worried about this summer?
So that's a great question. So something that we've been brought to our attention as we've gone through some recent data. So in 2024, 25, and 26, we collect for the total amount of structure fires. And when we say structure fires, that's anything where somebody could live. So we see anything from, you know, a large couple thousand square foot home all the way to, we in Escambia County have people that sometimes live in sheds or buildings out behind properties.
Right.
Based on obviously the economy and things like that. Sometimes people just need something to have a roof over their head and, you know, opportunity presents itself. So
you probably see it all, I would imagine.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So so in looking at the statistics, something that's come to our administration's view is that our fire fatalities is on the rise.
Is it really?
Yes, ma'am. So in 2024, thankfully, we had no fatalities, which is a great target and a great goal for us. And, you know, as we moved into 2025, we wound up with 3 fatalities. And then so far this year until June, the beginning of June, we've had 4. And that is a very unsettling number for us when we know that a lot of the onus is on us as the fire department to get that education out there, how mostly for prevention. And while fires will continue to happen, it's happened all throughout our time as human beings, what we can do is inform the public and give them the enabling power to know that when something happens, they have control over some of the direction that the emergency goes. What we've also instilled is our community risk reduction officer. We just hired him. He was a retired from Denver Fire Department out in Colorado. So he brings over 30 years of experience with that. And the message that we are trying to push on our civilians and on our visitors is the understanding that when you call 911, you will have the highest trained, most equipped, and best cultured fire department coming to you. However, until we get there, there's things that you can do in order to help either save your life, save those that you love, and possibly even saving some of your property, depending, of course, on the fire. So the other part, too, is with the injuries. So in 2024, where we had no fatalities, we did have 18 injuries. And by the injuries that we document for that statistic, we do who was transported to the hospital, whether that was from a burn, from a smoke inhalation, from, you know, they tripped and fell out of the front door on the way. So anybody that was transported to the hospital as a result of a building fire, that was 18. In 2025, there was 8 total. And then so far this year, we've had 6.
Okay.
So you just, any kind of statistic, I mean, you know, data in is data out. But we want to make sure that when we recognize that there's trends in the direction we don't think is very safe, and obviously our number one job as the fire department is public safety, is we need to do, again, the onus is on us to then inform the public, hey, this is what we're seeing. Here's what we as as an organization, as a community, can do prevent it.
So what can we do, Captain, when we're sitting, when unfortunately something happens, maybe you've got a kitchen fire that's happening or something that you didn't expect. A lot of times in the wintertime, you know, those heaters overheat. There's a lot of things that we hear about, but I know for myself, I call 911 and I do confess that I want you there right instantly.
Yes, ma'am.
Which
yes.
is probably not, I mean, there it's going to be a few minutes before the EMS can get there and the emergency services. So you said you had some tips on what we could do. Can you give us some examples?
Absolutely. So great question. So some things that we want to make sure of is a smoke detector, a working smoke detector. And most new construction is required, well, all new construction is required to have so many in occupancy spaces, so where you sleep, and then also in the community spaces, such as like the kitchen, things like mm-hmm. that.
However, every floor, I would assume.
Yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we'll cover some statistics on that. But the main idea too is with the smoke detectors is while they are there, and sometimes they could be a nuisance, as we like to joke around, sometimes it just means dinner's done. So.
Right. Oh, you've been to my house, have you?
Yeah. So with that.
And Thanksgiving, you might get a few more calls, right?
Yes. And I will say, just kind of on a side note, you know, when we do come to work, because again, we're on, like you said, we're 24 hours a day. A fire station is occupied in Escambia County, mm-hmm. and out of the 16 stations that have career companies. So when we're going to the houses on like holidays and stuff, it is kind of fun to go up there and they apologize. And it's like, no, it's fine. And one of the days I was working at the Warrington station, we went to one down off of down near the Navy base, off the Navy. And they actually brought us one of the pies.
I was going to say payment with pie.
Yeah. So they brought it by and they were so apologetic. And, I mean, it truly is our job to do, you know, to respond, to be ready and stuff like that. But, you know, some of the little accidental things also gives us the opportunity then for education, you know.
Right.
Hey, make sure that, you know, you don't have things that are flammable near the stovetop. Make mm-hmm. sure when we talk about kitchen fires. So throughout the United States, that is our highest number of fires. And you brought up the good point of kitchens. Mm-hmm. So because, you have all the elements there that create a fire. You have the heat, you have the fuel, you have the oxygen, all the different elements of it. So when we're seeing those, and actually over this weekend, we had a activated fire alarm that came into one of our Bellevue station, and they responded to the call emergency like we always do. And once they got on scene, there was smoke inside the residence, and somebody had started to cook something on the stovetop, went and sat down. And of course, sometimes depending on how our day goes, the sit down goes to lay down.
Oh,
and
no.
Thankfully, his monitor smoke detector from a monitoring service called us, our emergency communication centers. And Engine 1 got on scene, saw the smoke. The guy woke up, was able to move him. No harm, no foul. But, you know, just simple things like that, just falling asleep. It happens more often than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually about the hour, late night hours, somebody's coming home from work or somebody, you know, came home from a side job or coming home from, going out with friends. And they set something up and then, as I said, the normal body human behavior let me just go sit down while this oil's heating up.
Mm.
So what we want to make sure of is, our big push with that is having an extinguisher. Mm-hmm. And it's not just having an extinguisher, it's where it is too. We wouldn't want somebody to have to pass a fire to get to what can control the fire.
Oh,
so if your
point.
Stove in a very smaller or other space, if you're having to cross the fire to get it maybe under the kitchen sink, well, if the fire's flared up, we don't want you to danger yourself to get something that could put the fire out.
That's a really, I'm guilty. I have mine under my kitchen sink, but that's not going to help me if I have a fire on the stove, is it?
Correct, because then you're having to cross over something that can hurt you to then create the mitigation of the harm. So we encourage people to have it on the exit path, whether that's mm-hmm. just outside the kitchen, whether it's near the garage door, something like that, where you can go to a safe place and then be able to discharge it. So what we're looking for is just any kind of box store, specific brand stores, they can sell them. And what we're looking for is the letters ABC on it, or what's commonly called a dry chemical or dry powder extinguisher. And really the size depends on what you would like it to be. However, you know, as long as it has enough to discharge to put the fire out, or at least hold the fire in check till we get there. And then, of course, as we mentioned with the cooking, we like the smoke detectors to be about 10 feet away from whatever cooking source is.
Right.
That way we have that that leniency for, let's just think about this before we tell everybody that we're not a good cook.
Good point. We're talking with Captain Joel Richardson. He is here with the Escambia County Fire Department, Fire and Rescue. We really appreciate you coming out on this Monday morning. If you've got a question for him, this is Pep Talk. He's our expert this morning. All you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with Captain Joel Richardson. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Captain Joel Richardson. He's in the training division with the Escambia County Fire and Rescue. I've been asking him all kinds of his brain with all kinds of questions while we were off the air. And one of them was, most of us, we were talking about fire extinguishers before the break. Never occurred to me that it's probably a bad spot to have the fire extinguisher in the sink across from my stove, because I'm not going to be able to get to it.
Yeah.
But it made me think of, Captain, of what kind of the care of a fire extinguisher. To be honest with you, I have two, one under the sink and one in another spot, but I don't think I've looked at it in years or picked it up. What do I need to look for? How do I know? I hate to go get it and it doesn't work.
Sure. And that'd be one of our biggest fears, is you're relying on that to be your safety device, and your safety device doesn't work. So
it requires some kind of maintenance,
yeah.
Right?
So on the extinguisher itself, it has a little gauge on it, and inside the gauge there's a little needle. Usually it's a yellow or a red needle, and there's a green section within the gauge.
Okay.
So there's two products that are inside the extinguisher. One is the chemical product, like the powder or the chemical that creates a block of the ability for what we call chemical chain reaction. So in order for the fire to keep burning, it has to keep creating its own fire, right? Based on the fuel and the oxygen and all those things. So that chemical interrupts the chemical process, which then allows the fire to then go out. You take one of those four elements out, fire goes out. We normally use water. However, I don't expect you to have a fire pump in your home while we do want to push something like...
I'm lucky to have the fire extinguisher.
Right. Well, you've got two, so you're double prepared.
I know. I just got to check them, make sure they're still good.
So okay. On the gauge, there's a needle, and usually there's a green line in the middle. That means there's enough gas inside of the... And when I say gas, I don't mean gasoline, just an inert gas inside to then push the product out of the extinguisher at the fire. And it's very easy, very simple. We call it fireman proof. It's the pass. Pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep. So you pull the pin, you aim the nozzle at mm-hmm. the fire, at the base of the fire, you squeeze the handle, it'll make a loud sound, and then the white powder comes out and it covers the fire, and you just sweep back and forth. When the fire extinguisher is dead, mm-hmm. so there's no more product, either bring it out with you or just lay it on its side and then still evacuate the home.
Okay.
Because even though the fire's knocked down, that gives you time to escape, get the pets out, things like that. However, we want you in the front yard telling us, hey, this is what's going on. We have everybody out. Because our tactic is always going to be life safety. Mm-hmm. But if we know from you, the homeowner, hey, I'm the only one home. It was a kitchen fire. I think I've got it knocked down. That helps kind of direct our tactic then of, let's focus on the fire. We'll still do a search of the home. There's been numerous incidents where, you know, there was a house on fire and the neighbor across or next door or behind jumped the fence, ran inside because they know there's kids inside or whatever.
Right,
and
right.
They wind up being victims. So while we do trust the homeowner, we also trust but verify that we still go through on every house, no matter what it is, and we do a search, make sure that there is no other life safety, whether that's people or pets.
Okay. Got another question. If you have a question for Captain Richardson, all you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. This one is asking about the fire extinguisher. It says, I have a second question. Is the dry chemical powder in the ABC fire extinguisher toxic if someone should ever have to use it, is on their stove, for example?
No, that's a great question. And one of the biggest fears is, if what I'm using to put out the fire going to hurt me? If you stay around it and you're breathing it, just like with any kind of chemical, it could affect you mostly in the respiratory, because it is a fine powder and your lungs do not like fine powders inside of them.
Right.
So it also is a slight corrosive. So if it sits there for a long time, it can corrode things like the electronics in your stove, things like that. However, at the end of the day, those are replaceable. You and your pets never are.
Right.
So while we do want you to extinguish it, that's the other part of getting out. You're then not in that hazardous situation of the chemicals still running about or the fire flaring back up.
Okay, great information and some great questions coming in. This one's a little off what we've been talking about in terms of fire safety, but it is relevant.
Okay.
One of our listeners wants to know, how much does Escambia County's local option sales tax collections help our fire department, and when is that sales tax up for renewal?
So LOST has been a great asset for our department. We recently placed three new engines into service. That's the Bellevue over in off Pine Forest, their new engine. The Beulah at our new station out there, and then also the Inslee, which is one of our busiest companies. So they have brand new engines all purchased off of LOST. And the other big project that we currently have working by the direction of our commissioners via the about $34 million of LOST is brand new fire stations. So Paradise Beach out at Bauer and Lillian, we've already purchased the property. We're in the design phase, getting it what we see as a 50 to 100 year floor plan, because as we know, things change, properties grow, people invest. So we want to make sure that in the next few years, over you know, several careers, mine and others behind us, we make sure that the building is available and it's the right building for the area that we need. So Paradise Beach, the Myrtle Grove Fire Station right there by Escambia High School, they tore it down completely and they're rebuilding it all the way back up as a brand new station. There's a fire station being built at Kingsfield and 297, right across from almost by Ransom Middle School in that area. That'll help with a lot of those people that live off of 97. And then we'll also have another station up in what we call Atmore Cutoff. There are Highway 97 up in the north end of Molino that is being renovated to have living quarters in it. As we see the population grow, we know that that area is growing extensively, and the call volume, of course, is associated with that. So we're using that LOST money to help purchase those, which then doesn't come out of our budget because our budget pays for personnel and equipment and training, all the other important things for the day-to-day operations. Though LOST has really helped carry us for our capital purchases. So we have a brand new ladder truck it's a tower truck, so it has a big bucket on it, kind of like the tree
rooms. Which we need
here. Yes, absolutely. So it's right here in the center of the county. So it is now staffed with three personnel that was purchased with LOST. So as the money comes in, it is 100% being used for our capital assets. It is the, an average cost of a fire engine right now is a little over $1 million. I first started 23 years ago, we were looking at $300,000 to $400,000. So if that tells you where the economy is on us, and not to call it a monopoly, but there's only so many manufacturers that we can purchase from. And the new ladder truck that's at the tower truck that's at Inslee Station is right at $2.2 million.
Wow.
So it's a very significant, that's just the truck. That's not the equipment. That's not the air packs that we wear. That's not the hoses, the extrication equipment for cutting people out of cars. So all those money, when we purchase a truck, we purchase all the equipment on it too, because the best part of the financial aspect of it is we all know it has the same lifespan. So if we bought it in 2026, then we know everything on that truck has this shelf life and usage life. That way we make sure that as we plan out for future purchases, we know, extrication equipment gets serviced once a year. However, after so many years, it needs replaced just based on new technology, new eras, new things like that.
Right. We're talking with Captain Joel Richardson with Escambia County Fire and Safety. If you have a question for him, text it on in at 850-437-1620. I'm going to give you the question and we'll come up with the answer when we get back, but this is pretty funny.
All right.
My husband loves to grill in the summertime, but he doesn't do it anytime the rest of the year. And I always get nervous when the charcoal comes out. Any safety tips for outdoor grillers? I'm going to let you think of that. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is here with the fire department from Escambia County, the training division, Captain Joel Richardson. So I hit you with a question that came in from a woman worried about her husband getting that grill out this summer and ways to stay safe, because I suspect you do have an occasional fire that are started by outdoor grills.
Yeah, absolutely. While we like the result of the grill, sometimes the after result is devastating. To her question, if she happens to have a conversation with her husband, she can ask things like...
He could be listening. You never know.
Yeah. You could ask things like, well, what are you going to do with the charcoal or what's left over?
Mm-hmm.
What we would always like is it to be saturated, fully saturated, things like that, even to the point of just leave it in the grill to the next day and then pull it out. Anything that produces heat can produce fire. So even the smallest amount of flame in the right environment, or smallest amount of heat in the right environment, can cause a fire. So, enjoy the meal that he cooked.
Right.
Nonchalantly maybe, bring it up of, hey, we could probably leave that till tomorrow and then, put it away. Our big one, too, is after July 4th, we see a lot of people that throw fireworks inside of a trash can or a dumpster or things like that. And sure enough, this last year we went out to, I think, 4 or 5 dumpster fires. Where, again, people just want to get done the night. And the good thing is they're cleaning up, but it's different when you're cleaning up something that was just burning. So we have to think about it that way.
Right. Good point. A couple of things. We just have a minute or two left. We need to have you come back and
Absolutely.
We can talk some more. But you had a couple of things you wanted to be sure and mention this morning.
Yeah. So our big thing, like we said, we as firefighters will come to your home. We will install a 10-year battery smoke detector. And the easy number to call for that is 595-HERO. That's 595-4376. And we can schedule a time for the firefighters to come. We can tell you where the best place to install it. We can make sure that it works, and we'll give you all the information for that. And again, it's completely free.
So someone just texted in that they've had a hard time getting someone to come out. So what's the best way to get to you?
So calling that number and leaving a message, we now have, like I said, our community risk reduction officer who is dedicated to those. So leave the message. We will get back with you. Sorry about the delay that it may have occurred since then.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part is, if you know where your local fire station is, you can always drive up there, talk to the guys. It is a public building. You have full access to come in. I just want to sit on the truck. That's fine, too.
There you go. All right, sir. So where can we go to get more information and give us that number again?
Perfect. You can go to myascambia.com and go under Fire Rescue, which is under the public safety page. And again, the font number is 595-HERO or 595-4376.
Easy to remember, 595-HERO. You are certainly one of those, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Captain Joel Richardson. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back again with you right after the news.